Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah, Kansas City, it is time to hustle and shine. With Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high up 62. Currently, it's 51, cloudy skies. No rain right now at the T-Mobile Center.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this April Fool's Day?
I'm feeling like a fool right now, but I'm okay, though. We gonna correct that a little later on. Henry Wash, high aspiration. No fool there, man. We're going to be talking about uplifting our young brothers this morning, D.
And of course, your TMG goes down at your 23s. Lil Durk shares his mindset in prison. And Brandy's new memoir speaks on her relationship with Wanya Morris from Boys to Men. And but I tell you, it is some tea on that. Yeah, it's some tea. And shout out to the McDonald's on Hickman Mills. They got me right this morning.
Oh, D is ready. Come on, hump it out. Come on.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
You can utilize any particular hour one time and one time only. Then it's gone. Make a point to use each one wisely. What you repeatedly do with each small increment of time has a major impact on the larger span of your whole life. Get yourself in the habit of creating meaningful value as time comes your way. You cannot stop the moments from passing, yet there are plenty of good choices you can make as they arrive. Remain clear about what matters most and invest time in supporting and advancing those things. Fill the moments that quickly disappear with efforts to create value that endures. Use your time and your actions to transform potential and possibilities into lasting richness. In the relentless flow of time are great opportunities. You must identify and work to fulfill those opportunities before they flow out of reach. From the wise use of time can come many extraordinary experiences, treasures, satisfactions, and other riches. As every new moment arrives, be ready and willing to give your best to it. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time, high of 62. Currently, it is 51, cloudy skies in the River Market. Rapper Lil Durk shares on his Instagram account and gives an update about his mental state behind bars.
I just want to give y'all just an update on my mind state. You know, I just been reading to get into these books, just working on my patience. I've been reading Pawns in the Game by William Gacar, Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton, Elaine Brown, just all the revolutionaries, you know, who been through something and stand for something that a lot of people don't know of or forgot about. You know, and I just been, it's just been sitting on my heart lately to just save the generation, bro, save these kids.
It seems like he might be learning something, D. And then books, life-changing, they are. And that's kind of like one of the few resources you have in prison these days.
I'm like, he ain't really got no choice.
Yeah.
but to do that. So, good, it sounds like, you know, hopefully everything is positive in his life. And if you didn't, if you don't recall, he's currently awaiting trial on a federal murder for hire charge. He has not been sentenced yet. He is accused of orchestrating a 2022 plot to kill the rival rapper Quando Rondo, resulting in his cousin's death, and faces a potential life sentence if convicted.
Yikes.
So, his trial has been postponed to August of this year. So I'm sure we'll hear some updates about that. In other news, social media has a lot to say after learning about a Chicago Bulls waived guard. His name is Jaden Ivey. Now, he was waived from the Chicago Bulls for what they said, quote, conduct detrimental to the team. Now, after he posted a video on social media about religion and other topics that were considered anti-gay sentiments, he also included Steph Curry in his rant.
They said my conduct is detrimental to the team, right? Why didn't they just say we don't agree with his stance on LGBTQ? That's why you got Steph Curry and he not even surrendered. And y'all believe he's a Christian. Y'all believe he's a Christian because he wrote Philippians 4:13. Y'all think he's a Christian, but he's cursing just like the world.
Now, Boosie put his cape on social media and said, quote, this is sad. It's no more freedom of speech anymore. Shaking my head. Comedians can't even make jokes about it no more. The power that has been given to community is outrageous.
Ooh. Mm. I don't know what to say about it because people do. Should have a right to express their religious beliefs or whatever, but it's like
beliefs, period, or is it just religion?
I don't know, man. I need to think through it, man.
Yeah,
I need to think through it. I don't know because
it's like when you talked about politics,
so many people.
But it's like what you said with politics a long time ago. You have the freedom of speech, but how people react is up in the air.
Facts.
That doesn't matter which party you go for. That doesn't matter how you feel about people's preferences. You put it out there, unfortunately, you know, it might be met with some hate.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.3.
Zuri AG is suing American Shaman for synthetic 7-OH and kratom sales. I hope I said that right. I think, shout out to Kay Forte. Carissa, she hit me up. She's like, it's pronounced kratom. I hope I said it right. But the Missouri Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, she's suing them for manufacturing and sales in Kansas City. So it's reported to be highly addictive, and local addiction centers in Kansas City have reported a spike in patients seeking help, and multiple deaths have been linked to the active ingredients in the 7-OH in the metro. So American Shaman and his founder, they've been target of state and federal investigations regarding the manufacturing and sales of that kratom and his products. But in the latest lawsuit brought by the Missouri Attorney General's Office in the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, American Shaman is accused of deceptively marketing 7-OH and kratom as safe products. So much so that I know I used to endorse them a little bit. Mm. Here on this station, probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago or whatever. So we'll see where this goes, man. Right. But for sure, it's going to impact the stores and the smoke shops and all of that stuff because they have to get all of that up out of there.
Yeah, because I'm sure looking, I'm looking and doing a deep dive research too because I was curious if it was the main connection to those vape pens and all of that. And doing a little bit of research is looking like those are linked. So, I mean, you know, in this day and world, like everybody has a something. That they smoking on. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, be careful. Like D said, do your research.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Gems, baby. Let's go.
The Kansas City physicians, along with local, state, and regional leaders, they were all in one room a couple days ago trying to wrap up conversations about medical safety during the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Here's some of the conversation.
Right now, we're looking at possibly somewhere from 6 to 8% surge in terms of healthcare needs. So there are lots of efforts being made to ensure that we've got translation services as well as signage and those types of things.
The heat could be an issue, and so we want to be prepared for that. Could be anything from region-specific illnesses, things like flu seasons that may differ in the southern hemisphere compared to the northern hemisphere. In the United States, because of our federal laws, if someone's having an emergency, they will get care regardless of their ability to pay.
So this could be a very complicated situation. If you're coming from another country and they have different laws and things regarding their health insurance, like if you're out of network or this, that, and the third. Now, of course, he said everybody's going to get care, but, you know, where would the ramifications be later on? Like, let's say they're getting some health care that they can't afford necessarily, but then they wouldn't be able to afford to go to the World Cup. So maybe, I don't know. These are just things that I'm thinking about.
These are good
about.
Questions. Yeah. We've asked Mayor Q some things related to this, too. So very good questions. I'm sure we'll get some more answered as we get closer and closer to the FIFA World Cup.
And this is another thing where we're going to have to practice patience during these 6 to 8 weeks or however long it is when it comes here, because everything is going to get backed up. The drive-thrus are going to be backed up. Mm-hmm. The car washes are going to be backed up.
You think the car washes are going to be backed up?
I'm just thinking about just everywhere that people use. Yeah. You know,
it's definitely gonna be busy around here.
The Ubers, the prices, the price.
Yeah,
yesterday's price ain't today's price.
If you need, lease you a car real quick.
We gonna have 24/7 bars. You know,
allegedly.
And now something else to think about with World Cup is if you have an emergency to go to the hospital or something, you could be
packed in that thing.
Exactly.
Like the ER ain't already packed. So there's that.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins who is tapping Hot 103 Jams app, or if you're streaming us live on the Facebook and YouTube page at Hot 103 Jams, or you're driving the old school way and listening to on your radio. We love and appreciate you. You over in Kansas at the Turner Diagonal? Be careful, okay? You okay over there, D?
You know, we live on so many platforms. I got to check.
Shout out to the cousins up north, 35 downtown in the Loop. We know you in some gridlock right now. Be cool, be easy. However, thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine. Love and appreciate you for that, because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world, man,
but you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins hitting us up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook live stream. We got a few of our cousins in the comments. Big love to Marcus Hearn, Stacy Davis, Toy Nicole, Henrietta Clark. Hey, cousin Anita Primer, Jermaine Mitchell, Lavita Karasticks. Who else we got in here? D-Mac Kerr. Appreciate all of you all just tapping in and commenting throughout the show. We really appreciate that. Like, the live time reactions, nothing beats it.
Nothing.
And then on the Hustle and Shine text line, that thing already been thumping. Shout out to Chef Taco, sending love to the Kirkwood and Solomon family.
A kid in the kitchen.
Good morning from one of our cousins in the 816. They said, simple. They put 3 bullet points. I like that. You efficient, cousin. They said, shout out to everyone at Hot 103 Jams.
Uh-huh.
Happy heavily, not heavenly. Well, hold on. Heavenly birthday to Kizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Major shout out to Kizzy. And then the third one is Dad's Little Girls. Big shout out all across the board. Shout out to Rich Harris, always sending us some love on this hump day. Leslie Washington, big love to you, cousin. What else we got? A Step Up Above Preschool in Smithville, Missouri. Hey, cousin. Shout out to the whole staff over there. Also, our cousins from Karasticks and Anastasia Jackson. Happy first day of April, everyone. Happy birthday to Mama LaDonna. Hey, good morning to Denisha, Lucy, Carissa. Woo, Anthony Jerome, Brandocious, Shane Blaze. I'm trying to run through these. And then last but not least, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Cousin, we appreciate you as always.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 62. Currently, it is 50. Clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. Rapper Doja Cat goes into grave detail about some of the hardships she's faced and how lonely she's been.
I want to be around people, and I don't like to be lonely. My job is very lonely, and it comes with being around people who you love But to be fair, I mean, you are employing these people. Doesn't mean that you love them any less. It just means that there is a barrier, and that is something that's really hard to come to terms with.
She better get like Flash from the Five Heartbeats. His debut album, Flash, is Lonely at the Top. Shout out to the ones who know.
I know the cousins know out there. Other news, Ari Lennox, singer, she sat down with the Poor Minds crew, and they were just having a lot of candid conversations about dating. And in this, she revealed that her ideas of being a successful woman were not actually what she thought it would be.
I thought it was everything to have a house, to have just be taking care of myself and all of these things. So I realized, I don't know what I was thinking growing up, thinking that like me being accomplished and independent would attract successful men. Just realizing, wow, I think it deters them.
Yeah. It does.
Now, I mean, we've always had this conversation so many different times about if people are successful, or not even just successful, if you got your life together. And I ain't gonna lie, there are people out here that like to find a Build-A-Bear. Like, they want to build you up. They don't want you to have everything. They're like, I see the potential.
Are we serious really with this conversation we're at right now?
I would love your thoughts.
So this is the same woman who 2-3 weeks ago said that she wasn't attracted to good guys or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and she likes toxic men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what you get. The good dudes, it's going to stay away from you based on that thought process alone.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder you're having problems in this area right now.
But I'm asking you, what is your opinion on that idea?
I think it's totally false.
You think it's false? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think people are...
I can't take away from her experience. I ain't trying to do that.
Of course.
But I just know as men, we're not looking for, you know...
The sad puppy.
Yeah, a bum, for lack of a better term.
Right, like, yes.
So
you look for somebody with something in
order.
You
gotta add something, bring something.
Yeah, something. Now, quick reports. Sending some love to Megan Thee Stallion. She was unfortunately rushed to the hospital after falling ill mid-Broadway show. The performance was cut short. We don't have a lot of report, but this happened on Tuesday night. The show stopped early as her team quickly got her to a nearby hospital. Just because they said she felt ill. So, sending some prayers to Megan Thee Stallion. I'm sure we'll hear more about that soon.
We represent High Aspirations, and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
We got Henry Wash in the building from High Aspirations. Good morning, Mr. Wash. How you feeling?
Good morning, man. I am righteous, man. Righteous.
It is good to see you. And every time I see you, man, it's always something positive. Let us know what's going on with High Aspirations, what you guys got going.
You know, we're consistent mentorship, providing opportunities, and, you know, we're just wanting people to believe in our young men. This weekend, we have open enrollment at 3 o'clock at the center, 803 East 27th Street. We want you guys to come on down and bring a young man. If you got a young man from 8 to 18 and he needs mentorship and he needs someone to actually believe in him and needs consistency and opportunities, just bring them on down to High Aspirations 3 o'clock on Saturday, okay? We want you to come on in, and we're gonna love on you. And I believe Saturday we're supposed to be having some gates. You know what I'm saying?
Let me slide and give me a plate.
Yeah, slide through, man. Lean ass on the beef. Hi, may I help you? Thanks with love. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're going to be in the house, and so we're just going to be excited to really, really love on these guys and get them in there and get them enrolled.
Mr. Watch, take me through a typical Saturday. I drop my son off at what? At like 9:30, 9:50, and then what goes on?
Yeah, so they usually start off with a prayer. That's very important. And then they check in, the young men themselves, and then we begin our routine programming, 2-hour structured time. And so we feel like the most important thing is structured time to keep these guys moving. Mm-hmm. Keep them, going. And so we have consistent mentorship, and we provide opportunities with people around them that believe in them. That's the focus.
And I know you all been guiding young men in KC for 2 decades. What's been kind of that common denominator in the conversations and the mentorship that you've seen that a lot of our young Black men are battling with?
You know, I believe that the problem is just someone to believe in them.
Hmm.
they give up on them so fast, you know, and I believe that's wrong. Everybody's going through something. They just need an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And with consistent mentorship, that does a lot for somebody. It did a lot for me. It helped me. I had Thurman Mitchell and Henry Block in my life that was consistent. Mm-hmm. And even now, the Dunns are in my life. And so consistent mentorship is everything. And just being there, because we're all going to go through a rough patch. But it's about who was there to support me through my rough patch. You feel me?
That's real. About to go over there and slap them Newports out of Bishana saying 7:49 on your time, high of 60. Currently it is 49 with light rain and thunder in Raytown.
If I were to smoke cigarettes, Newports would not be it.
Which one did you go get? Was it the Marlboro?
Benson and Hedges. What's up? What you know about it? Hey, Mr. Watts, you know about the cigarette store right there in Prospect?
Yeah, I know.
And Cleaver, where you used to pull up, and then the attendant would come and they would have to unlock the door. Mm-hmm. And slide it over there and get you a big old box of cigarettes.
Yeah, they got the cool sign in the window.
That's right, that's right.
That's insane.
15 bucks.
Yeah, I remember that.
We're talking with Mr. Henry Wash. We're talking about High Aspiration, a mentoring program designed for young urban boys 8 to 18. And Mr. Wash, besides, you know, your regular schedule that you have on Saturdays, you have a lot of events coming up for High Aspirations. Tell us about it.
Man, and this is why you want to join High Aspirations. On the 9th, we're going to have 9th of May, we're going to have a spring banquet at the Char Bar. And we're going to have Saturday, June the 20th, we're going to have Juneteenth live jam session. And we're going to have some game trucks down there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be kicking it, man. I know B-Shine is going to be in the house for that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then on the 4th, man, how many of y'all like kickball?
I'm down.
Oh, man. So it's going to be a kickball tournament between
And bouncy for me.
Oh, man. Come on now. We need all the help we can get. It's going to be between the mothers, mentors, volunteers, and the young men. Now, the young men been talking stuff, calling me old and all this other stuff.
Oh, so you finna show them something.
Ah, boy, it's about to be on, boy. Uncle Henry about to put it down.
Not the Uncle Henry.
I'm about to put it down on him, boy.
Now, I know we've been talking a lot about the mentorship program piece for the young men out there, but I'm sure there's men out there that are listening like, man, you know what? I'm at a perfect time in my life where I want to pour into our young men and pass that baton. How do they get in contact with you?
They can get in contact with us the same way. Just, you know, come to open enrollment on Saturday at 3 o'clock, 803 East 27th Street. And the number for information you want to call is 816-305-3234. That's 816-305-3234. I mean, we're going to have a backpack drive August the 7th. And so it's going to be with Hot 103 Jams. Mm-hmm. That's our annual backpack drive. And the backpacks that we collect are going to be used for the 22nd, our conference, our first annual conference, where we're partnering with Stedman Graham. He's going to be in Kansas City. He's going to be talking about identity. We're going to have a car show that following day with the Carvet Club of Kansas City here. And it's going to be on the 8th, okay? And so we don't want you to miss these opportunities. We're going to have a blood drive Friday the 28th, August the 28th. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Trunk or Treat on the 24th of October.
Oh, you going down the whole year.
He giving us the whole itinerary.
Hey man, you got to have the whole thing. You can't have just half the menu. But see, you know, we're going to hit the home run this year because Hot 103 Jams is the presenting sponsor with the Chiefs.
I know that's right.
At the Mentors Challenge, we honor Lamar Hunt, the homie, the big homie, Lamar Hunt Jr.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so I know y'all excited about
that. I'm hosting
that,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
man.
There we go.
He said, right?
Man. I'm just saying.
Hey, we out here.
I love hosting the Mentor Challenge last year. It was one of my favorite things to do in 2025 for sure. So definitely adding that for this year. Where can they sign their kids up again, Mr. Wash?
They can sign their kids up. Just give us a call at 816-305-3334. That's 816-305-3334. You can also just come to the center on Saturday at 3 o'clock, 803 East 27th Street.
Put it in your GPS. Okay, put it on your calendar.
64108. We're right down the street from the world, that world thing that's coming. What is it called?
You talking about the FIFA World Cup?
Yeah, the FIFA World Cup. That's what it is.
It's right there on 27th Street, y'all.
Yeah, on 27th Right there. Street.
Right, we've been posted up at the location before, which we will be back again, of course, for the backpack drive. So.
Mr. Henry Wash. Yeah. High Aspiration, thank you so much. One of my favorite organizations to support. And always, man, you are always welcome on the show whenever y'all got something cracking off.
All right, man, and you know what? B. Shana said he's going to be a mentor. He's signing up to be a mentor.
I am. Got the link right there.
Yeah,
you know it.
Right there. So.
That'll be great. Yeah.
Continue to be a blessing, Mr. Walsh. Have a good one.
God bless you guys.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's word is what I like to call multidimensional. It has a variety of meanings and sayings that people use, but the key word is square.
I was in love with a Sagittarius.
Now, the first meaning of square, actually, I was inspired because of B-Shine in earlier today.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's a little raspy over there, B.
Ow.
And I thought about when people say, man, you smoking on a square?
Ow.
Another phrase for a cigarette. It's a common use. But another word of people use square is, man, you acting like a square. Maybe you being stiff on something or not willing to do something. Maybe to them, they're viewing you as boring. So sometimes people call you a square. And the other thing, which has been a late trend lately on social media, has been millennial parents asking their kids to square up
see.
That's going to be fun.
But they want to see if the kids know. And some of the kids are like, what does that mean? So some of the kids actually don't know what square up is. And that's
ain't
just
you can do with me.
It's just throwing your dukes up, putting your hands up. But it's a trend on TikTok right now where a lot of millennial parents are asking their kids, put your square up. And they looking like, what?
Squabble up.
Right. Squabble up. Essentially, that's exactly what it is. But your key word for today is square.
Yeah, baby.
Don't walk into work smoking no square. You know the policy. Don't be acting like no square when your friends ask you to go out. And don't be out here trying to square up with people. Hello. Simple.
Jeff, you better not see me. We squaring up.
Who that in the back?
Every 30 days.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 60. Currently, it is 49. Cloudy skies in KCK. Morris Chestnut took to Instagram to react to the cancellation of his show, CBS Drama Watson, keeping his message light and reflective.
Hey, everybody. As the world has heard, unfortunately, Watson will not be coming back for season 3. Yes, it's disappointing, but that's the way the showbiz beast is. You know, yes, the nature of the beast, and you have to take the good with the bad. But I wanted to hop on here real quick and say thank you so much, all of the fans who supported and watched the show.
Yeah. Shout out to Morris Chestnut. I mean, he's been, I don't know how many shows or movies he's been in, but fan favorite across the board. Now, in other news, Memphis Bleek hopped on social media to respond to critics regarding this whole Jay-Z GQ magazine interview. Now, there's people online, fans that are like, well, why would he do GQ magazine where he could have sat down with Memphis Bleek or a black podcast? Memphis Bleek said GQ versus podcast is really a conversation? Journalism versus homie talking. We serious out here? All the beggars out there whip and you see why. Whatever that part means. But I...
People GQ. Make a big deal out of anything, man.
No facts. But it's a lot of people that's like, he should have went on a black platform. Same thing they felt with LeBron James. People thought the same thing when he went on Pat McAfee. And people were upset about it. It's like, come on, y'all.
Pick really and good. Choose, y'all.
Yeah. And last but not least, Brandy has opened up about her past relationship in her new memoir called Phases. I will be downloading that audiobook. And she reflects on her late 90s relationship with Boyz II Men senior Wanya Morris, revealing that
girl,
her romance
what's going on?
Began when she was just 16 and he was in his early 20s. Mm. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that. I will be checking out that book later on today.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those optimistic, loving, and charming Aries.
Hey, whose birthday? Put your hand up.
Send us a birthday love to our little niece, the comedic impersonator Cece. Send it over a happy birthday to rapper, singer, and record producer Kid Ink. And last but not least, send us some birthday love to Christian Combs.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays.
Happy birthday, Jerron Robert Robertson Sr., Jessica Renteria, and Carmen Slater. Happy birthday, Carlos King, Michaela Hart, and Andrew Bromley. Sending birthday love to Evelyn Cooper, Aladdin Saddam, and Art Jackson. We're sending birthday love to Jacqueline Bayless, April Baker, Chris Harris, and everybody else born on April 1st. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Markia.
Hey, Markia. What you doing on this April Fool's Day?
Laying down. Sleep.
You ain't going.
Jealous.
You ain't clocking in or nothing, huh?
I just got off.
Okay. We see. Okay. All right. What flavor air freshener you got in your car?
Just, I don't even know.
No, she ain't got nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing up in there.
It smell like loud pack and feet in your car.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I don't even do all that.
All right, cousin, we got 2 tickets to send you to the R&B Lovers Tour, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
Don't say, oh, Lord, now you done did it.
Yeah, too late.
And it's recorded.
Thank you.
All right, you are going to the R&B Lovers Tour that's happening this weekend at the T-Mobile Center. Who going to be your plus one?
I'm not sure yet. Probably my big sister.
Oh, singing all the jams together. Go ahead and tell Kansas City One Morning Show's getting you hooked up.
We're hustling and shining in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that there is a possible connection between ADHD and what you eat? According to Scott Anderson with Psychology Today, there is new research from Brazil that suggests that not having enough fiber in your diet may be linked to an unhealthy gut lining. A healthy gut lining keeps the bloodstream from being invaded by toxins. And how does fiber impact the gut? Fiber may help provide a healthier microbial balance, which may minimize ADHD-related symptoms, such as being easily distracted, and what I affectionately call squirrel moments and volatile emotions. Processed foods may not provide the fiber and nutrients necessary. So if you're not allergic, don't forget to add beans, berries, onions, vegetables, and other high-fiber foods, as well as fermented foods like yogurt and sauerkraut, to help support a good gut environment. So if you're taking medication, considering your diet can be helpful. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.